Hi guys, I'm Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries from Every Nation Campus Metro East. And we are here to help you be empowered in life, meaning leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. Welcome to our youth service, lalong-lalo na sa inyo, who has been here, who's here for the very first time. Thank you very much for tuning in. And also, thank you very much to those of you na every week okay kasama natin in our youth service online. How I wish that one day we would be together, one day sa center or together na nagsiserve kay God, nagsiservice together, worshiping God together, hearing the word together. But nevertheless, kahit nandito tayo online, let's continue to press on towards honoring God and towards helping others to follow Him. Right now, we are in the last week of our series titled Sana All. Sige nga, sabihin mo, Sana All. It's the last week of our series, Sana All. Panglimang week na to. Ang bilis ng panahon, no? Nakailang series na ba tayo sa quarantine? Pero magabi, no? Maglilimang buwan na tayo in 15 na nasa quarantine. Ganun ka, bilis yung panahon. So at the same time, parang nakakalungkot man isipin, no, hindi pa rin tapos yung laban sa COVID-19, pero let's continue to pray, okay, na magkaroon na ng vaccine, magkaroon na ng plans for beating and fighting COVID-19. Kaya sa dami ng mga sa haba ng time na nasa quarantine tayo, napapadami yung sabi natin ng sana all, tama ba? Napapadami yung pagsabi natin ng sana all. And every time we say sana all, di ba, parang there's a longing, okay? There's a wanting and a needing for things that would satisfy us. This quarantine, di ba, parang ano kayang nag-satisfy sa'yo? What satisfies us these days? Think about it. What satisfied you for the past 5 months of quarantine? Ano yung naging satisfaction mo, okay? Comment that. Okay, for example, ito, i-comment nyo ha, para pag-usapan natin kung ano-ano yan. Example, pagkain. What satisfied you pagdating sa pagkain? Di ba sa pagkain ngayon, it's a craving? Ang dami ng mga nag-online selling ng mga talagang kine-crave natin. Tama ba? Napakadami ng mga nag-sell na iba't ibang pastries, iba't ibang ulam, hindi lang yan, yung mga cake, okay, mga matatamis, okay, or mga milk tea, mga kinikrave natin, okay? So, just comment, okay, kung ano yung kinikrave nyo nung quarantine. Isa sa pinaka nagustuhan ko, no, nung quarantine, bumalik ako sa pagmamahal ko sa peanut butter. Okay, dahil ako yung namamalengke, nakakita kong peanut butter sa palengke, bumibili ako doon sa palengke, tapos madalas araw-araw talaga nagpi-peanut butter ako. Hindi lang yun, no, pati naging satisfaction ko or naging craving ko yung ube pandesal, okay, yan, okay, masarap yun, na meron dito sa amin, 6 pesos isa lang, so naging ano yun, naging favorite ko yun, okay. Yung sabi ni Gab, no, milk tea daw si RB and Labu, eh, no, sabi ko pagkain, tapos sabi niya K-drama, okay. Sabi ko pagkain, eh, okay. O meron, sabi si Natalie, sabi niya takoyaki, okay. Sabi ni Christine, kasava cake. Kwentuhan ko lang kayo about one of the craving satisfied ako is that meron akong mga friends, itong mga teammates ko actually, one time, nag-iisip ako at di ko naman sinabi sa kanila na nagkikrave ako para sa big sushi kasi yung kaibigan ko, nagbebenta noon, tapos nasarapan ako, nagustuhan ko. Tapos hindi ko naman sinasabi sa kanila na nagkikrave ako noon and never ko naman sinabi sa iba na nagkikrave ako noon except kay Gami. Pero one time, nagpa-deliver sila, ayun! Craving satisfied ako kasi pinadalhan nila ako ng baked sushi. Alright? So, salamat sa mga teammates kong yan. Okay? Ang dami nagko-comment dito. May nag-mango graham. Okay? Baked sushi rin. Si May. Pero pag-usapan naman natin, ano yung craving satisfied mo pag nanonood? Okay? Ayan na. Binge watching na. Okay? Yung sunod-sunod nanood. Diba? Ayan, si RB, kanina, sinagot niya na, nauna na siya, okay, K-drama. Ano pa ba yung mga pinapanood ng iba dyan, okay? Ewan ko kung ano-ano, no? Pero, di ba, na-invento ngayon, yung sabay-sabay kayo nanonood in Netflix, dahil nyo yun, yung sabay-sabay kayong nanonood na, ewan ko kung paano nag-work yun, I haven't done that, di ba, yung sabay kayong papanoorin, tapos kita niyo yung sarili niyo sa screen na nakatungang ganyan lang. Sabay kayo magugulat, Pero kita niyo, but nevertheless, okay, hindi ba it's a good experience? Naalala ko pa nga si last time may movie kaming pinag-uusapan. Tapos itong sila Brian, sila RV, and others from the team, nag-StreamYard pa yung mga yan para manood together. Okay. Diba, it's a good experience to watch, but it's even a better experience pagka may kasama tayong iba pag may pinapanood. Okay? So kahit online, okay, kasama mo silang manood. Relationships, pag-usapan natin pagdating sa mga kaibigan, di ba? You appreciate it pagka may nakakaalala sa'yo. Kumusta ka na? Okay? Anong pinagkakabalahan mo? Okay? May nagtatanong sa'yo, kumain ka na ba? Di ba? Gusto natin. It satisfies us when we think that people care about us. What's common in these sana all things or things that satisfies us? Either food given to you by other people or watching a series by with other people, even online or at home kasama yung pamilya, and even relationships or people na nakakaalala sa'yo from time to time. What's common in all these things is that someone is appreciating you and me. There's another person, okay, that makes us feel important by sending food, watching online together, or remembering you, kumusta ka na ba? Kaya minsan, no, iniisip natin, di ba, pagka tayo, mag-isa tayo, and walang kasamang kumain, walang kasamang manood, at walang nangungumusta, nakapapaisip tayo, sana all important. Tama ba? Sana all important. Minsan nasasabi natin yon. Sana all important. Sana all significant. Mga ganon, nasasabi natin yan. And how does a person become important or significant to you? Let me ask you that. Pero in my experience, people have become important to me because of the things that they have done for me. For example, okay, this one person who has helped me way back in college with chemistry lab. Hindi ko favorite yung chemistry. In fact, dyan ako pinakahirap na hirap na subject. I one time had to donate blood para makapasa sa chemistry. Okay. So, ganun sa TIP, magdo-donate ka, minaki-credit yun sa mga ibang subject mo para makapasa. But the person who helped me, hindi ko pa siya friend, pero grabe, master nga yung tawag namin sa kanya, si Noel. Tinutulungan niya kaming buong section. Ganun siya naging importante sa akin kasi tinutulungan niya kaming buong section sa chemistry. Hanggang, in fact, mas nauna pa siyang tumutulong sa chemistry at ganun lang yung tingin ko sa kanya. Pagka chemistry, punta ko kay Noel at hindi pa siya kaibigan nun. Eventually, naging kaibigan nun na lang siya. Pero ganun siya naging importante sa akin kasi may ginagawa siya para sa akin. May isa akong kaibigan na kasabay ko mag-window shopping from college until now. Sabay ko yan. Pasabay kaming nangangarap na sana makabili kami ito, ganito, ganyan. And till such time na simula noon hanggang ngayon, laging nagbibigay sa akin yan. One time, itong kaibigan ko na ito na si Bon, na umorder ako sa kanya ng dressing ng salad nila. No? Pero sa aming mag-asawa, sausawan niya. hindi kami masyado nakapag-prepare ng salad, pero naging sausawan sa amin. Pero dalawang bote ng salad dressing yung binili ko. Pero sa kanya, binigay niya sa amin, hindi lang dalawang bote ng dressing, pero binigyan niya pa kami ng pagkain. Okay, and madami pang iba. And dessert. Okay, na binibenta nila for free. Ganun ka generous. And dahil sa mga ginagawa niya from college until now, he is important to me. There's a friend that I by the name of Drew that he has been listening to me for all my problems and rants in life since college until now. Nakaka-chat ko yan. And nakaka-video chat ko yan. Just talking about life bilang tao. That's why he becomes important to me. The person that I admired from back then, okay, nung my early years in church in Metro East. Tapos has laughed many times with me and in fact, parang lagi siyang tawan-tawa sa joke ko. Okay, had become important to me and is now my wife. Okay, from the days of our friendship until now, tawan-tawa pa rin sa akin yan and I love my wife and I hope she loves me and I believe she loves me. Okay, pero she has become important to me because she makes me feel that I am funny, hindi lang yan, but she makes me feel that I am a good friend to her. So all these people has done something important to me, and that's why they became important people to me, and I believe sometimes, ganun din tayo, i-comment nyo yung mga taong importante sa inyo, yung sana all significant sila sa inyo, i-comment nyo yan, pasalamatan nyo, thank you kayo sa kanila, i-comment nyo lang dyan. Pero sometimes, dahil ganito yung nagiging perception natin, if someone does something for you, you become important to that person. Ngayon, nagiging mindset natin is we strive hard enough to be important to others. Meaning, ngayon, sa utak natin, I have to do something so that people could notice me. Kasi people are important to me because they did something to me or for me. Or sometimes we think about it, I need to do something great so that people will remember me. There's nothing bad about it, but you know what? It gets bad when it becomes our goal and we become people who are tired of doing things with an intention to be liked, to be loved back, and even earn significance, and even earn our worth or value dahil sa mga ginagawa natin. And it has changed our mindset. Sometimes we do things so that people would notice us, remember us, and so that we would feel valued, so that I would feel important. What do you want? What do you do pagka mga ganun, 'di ba? Ano nang nagiging intention sa mga ginagawa? Ba't na tayo nag-aaral lang mabuti para siguro mapansin ni Mama at Papa? Bakit ko gusto magka-honor para siguro masabihan naman akong proud proud sila sa akin and all. Minsan nagiging ganun yung motivation natin. So paano pag hindi tayo nagka-award, nafe-feel down tayo, no? Hindi lang yun, we want to earn favor and accept dahil ginagawa nila, gagawin mo na din para mas magustuhan tayo. We are sometimes going into a trap of unending work for acceptance and significance in our lives. But let me tell you this, significance is never earned. Significance is never earned, it is given. Paano ko nasabi yun? Okay? Yes, significance sometimes nangyayari siya dahil may nagawa yung isang tao. But we can never earn the human significance that we have here on earth or in our lives. It is given. That's why ngayon pa lang, if it is given, gusto kong sabihin that you, ikaw na nanonood, ikaw na nakahiga, nakataas pa yung paa, okay, that you are important. Ikaw na nagmimerienda at ngumunguya habang nakikinig sa preaching natin, you are important. Bakit ko nasabi yun? You are already important regardless of what you've done. Your value as a human being is not dependent on your achievements or even your failures because sometimes failures define us. But you know what? Your importance and your significance is not earned. It is given by who? It is according to your maker, the one who made you, your Father in heaven who made you. And here's why. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, ito yung sinasabi natin, sana all important. Tignan natin kung paano ipinakita ng Panginoon, kung gano'ng ka-important si Jesus, and tayo rin at the same time. Verse 16 says, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately, he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. So this is a story wherein Jesus, or this is a part of the gospel or the writing of Matthew wherein Jesus was 30 years old at this point. 30 years old na siya. I am also 30 years old. Ganun na katagal yung buhay ni Jesus. Pero at 30 years of age, Jesus has not done any ministry yet. Hindi pa siya nag-preach, hindi pa siya nag-heal, hindi pa siya lumabas para gawin yung ministry. He has only been living for 30 years simply as a carpenter with his family. And he is only about to begin his ministry when this affirmation and this affirmation of significance and importance and value or worth was given to him. Kaya sabi doon, di ba, a voice from heaven said. A voice from heaven said. After he was baptized, a voice from heaven said. Not from the side, not from the far side of the river, not from the crowd, not from the woods, not from the world, but a voice from heaven. Why? Because we sometimes become disappointed because we're waiting for a voice that we could hear from this side, from my friends. We're waiting for a voice that would come from my parents or from my family. Sometimes we're waiting for a voice that would come from this barkada, that would come from this community, that would come from the world. That sometimes brings us to disappointment trying to earn their affirmation. We are trying to earn the affirmation, wanting to hear voices from different places. But your worth is ultimately affirmed by a voice that comes from heaven. Jesus' worth was affirmed by a voice that comes from the Father who is in heaven. Kaya ang sabi ni God, my, Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Kaya, my. Pag-usapan mo natin yung my. Okay, my. Pag sinabing my, it means ownership. Sinabi ni God, ito si Jesus, this is my. Mine. Not this own, hindi itinatakwil. Hindi sinabing, wala ka pa namang ministry yung ginagawa, so you're not my son yet. You're not worthy to be my son yet. Pero sabi niya, this is mine. It's a relationship that God, that God is showing to His own Son, Jesus Christ. It's a relationship that secures that you are mine. My beloved. The word beloved right there meaning love. Okay? And love even without significant achievements yet. Probably, Jesus has done many furniture at the time because He was a carpenter, but that wasn't the basis of God's love for Him. Love even without the significant achievements of Jesus, even before He healed, preached, and ultimately sacrificed Himself on the cross, tinawag na siya ni God ng beloved, with whom I am well pleased. God did not say, okay, with whom I am well pleased. Sabi doon, okay, God did not say, this is my beloved son, now go prove yourself to me. But in fact, God said, with whom I am well pleased, God delighted in you, in Jesus, even before He does anything. Jesus had nothing to prove to be loved, okay? Jesus had nothing, okay? Jesus had nothing to do and nothing to prove to be loved. But what does this say about who we are in Christ? If Jesus was the beloved by God, with whom He is well pleased, if we are in Christ, that means what Jesus, we have the righteousness of Jesus, we have the status of Jesus. Ibig sabihin, what God says to Jesus, He also says to us. God's relationship with us is affirmed. Just as God affirmed His relationship with Jesus, God's value for us is affirmed, just as God valued His relationship with Jesus. And even if we, before we do anything in the world, even before you enroll, even before you become an honor in online classes, God's relationship with you is affirmed. God's value for you is affirmed in Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, you are significant. This is supposed to be true to you and me. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, okay, in Christ, you are significant to God. We have nothing to prove to God to be important. Wala tayong dapat ipagpatunay, okay? Basta alam nyo na yung prove, okay? Patunayan, okay? Because God looks at Jesus and God looks at us the same. The status of Jesus is our status. And that's why if God, the Father, loves His Son, Jesus Christ, God loves us the same. Even before you do anything important, even before you make a building, even before you become a doctor, even before you become a righteous and a faithful politician, God already sees your value. And it also means in Christ we are loved. We have nothing to prove to be loved. Ang sakit na, no, to be in a position where you need to prove yourself to be loved by other people. But to God, we don't have to prove ourselves so that God could love us more. Because sometimes we think we can earn love because it's how the world advertise how love works. Diba? Lalo pag nanliligaw, diba? Para mahalin ka pabalik ng nililigawan mo, dapat magpadala kang flowers, magpadala kang cake, maging mabuti ka, makikinig ka, and all. So ngayon, parang tingin natin, Lord, kailangan mag-perform ako para sa'yo, kailangan magpakabait ako para mahalin mo ako. Pero even before ka pa magpakabait, even before ka magbagong buhay, God has already loved you and me. In Christ, we are loved. Kaya nga sabi, okay, babalikan natin yung verse 17, but in another version in NLT, it says there, and a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Pwede ko bang palitan yung pangalan, okay? A voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Dean who brings me great joy. Grabe, sarap pakinggan, no? Lagyan natin ng ibang pangalan. A voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Gab, who brings me great joy. A voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Lainel, who brings me great joy. A voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Lexis, who brings me great joy. This is my dearly loved, RB, who brings me great joy. This is my dearly loved Adrian, who brings me great joy." Put your name in there, and this is what God tells you. Son, all my significance, you are significant to God. Brings me great joy. Wala pang ginagawa, brings me great joy. I could remember the very first day that I believed in love at first sight. I believe in love at first sight, guys. And it's the very first day, the very first time I saw Deslin in the hospital nung pinanganak ko yung anak ko. And you know what? Even before she was born, I loved her. Gami and I loved her. The day we knew that she was pregnant, we love her so much. Hindi pa namin alam yung gender niya, but at the day of ultrasound, nalaman namin kung ano siya, she's a girl. We named her Deslin. I love Deslin. Even before she was born, I loved her. Even before she said Baba, that's how she calls me before. Kasi sasabihin mo, diba, say Dada. Sasabihin niya, Baba. Okay, cute. I already have loved her. She hasn't done anything in life yet. Maybe a couple of cute smiles. Marunong na mag-smile ng Grinch yung anak na tinuro ako na ganyan. Cute-cute! Tingnan nyo sa stories ko para i-follow nyo ko sa Instagram. Dumami pa yung followers ko. Hindi, joke lang. Even before, she has just done some funny stuff as a baby. Baby stuff. But I love her. And Deslin has nothing to prove to me. She doesn't have to be an artist, a doctor, a politician, an engineer, or whatever she wants to become in life. Before I love her, I already love her. You have nothing to prove to God to be loved more. God's love you the best, and the best way He displayed is when Jesus Christ gave His life on the cross for you and me. He already showed His love to you. Even before you were born, 2,000 years ago, Jesus has already died for the penalty of our sins. Jesus has already made for us to be reconciled with Him today and forevermore. Jesus has already done a way. In fact, kung tayo inisip natin, kailangan natin patunayan yung pagmamahal natin kay God. You know what? Si Jesus, pinatunayan niya na yung pagmamahal niya sa atin. Ibinigay niya na yung lahat. It's a sacrifice on the cross. Even before you do anything for Him. Sana all, what satisfies you? I hope God's affirmation of His relationship with you, your value, and His love for you satisfies you. Sana pag binabasa mo itong verses, this is my dearly loved, then put your name in there, who brings me great joy. I hope you are secured. I hope that satisfies you. It satisfies me every morning to hear that. Buti na lang may perfectly nagmamahal sa akin, si Jesus yun. Si God yun. So, as an application to us, no? Naisip ko lang, oh, as a father to Deslin, I would usually ask Gami, from, lalo nung mas baby si Deslin, oh, nung hindi pa siya nagsasabing daddy or mommy, nung hindi pa niya kami kilala, lagi yung tinatanong si Gami, kilala niya na kaya ako? Alam niya na kayang ako yung daddy niya? Because I delight and I long to be known by the one I love. And I think that's a fatherly instinct that comes from God. God delights and longs to be known by you, the one He loves, kasi mahal ka ni Lord. God delights when you come to me, when you come to Him. God delights to be with you. God delights when you come to Him. Would you love God back? Would you come to God just as you are? Is God important to you? How would you express your love for God? You know what? My encouragement for you and me, come as you are. Come as a child. You don't have to prove anything to God. Just come to Him. Remember the time you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior? Wala ka pa naman nagagawa, wala ka pang binabago sa puso mo, di ba? In fact, hindi nga natin mabago yung sarili natin. Pero minahal na tayo ng Diyos. And even if you have been, I think if you think you've been gone for a long time, matagal kang di nag-tune in for internet because of internet, because of data, or because of things that you've done, or because of things happened in your life, just come to God as you are. You are a child of God. I hope you are confident in that. You know what? I delight so much baby illustration na naman. Huwag kayong mag-alala, di ako maubusan niya ng baby illustration kasi I learned more about God being a father when I became a dad because I delight when Deslin comes to me. In fact, nag-work ako may ka-chat ako, tapos si Destin pupunta sa akin, okay? Nasa meeting ako, Zoom meeting, pupunta sa akin. I don't mind. Anytime. She comes to me. And hindi ko iniisip, ano ba yan, anak? Pawisan ka, ano ba yan, anak? Ang dugyot mo, ang dungis mo. Ayusin mo nga muna yung sarili mo bago ka lumapit sa akin. If we think God is like that, then we're wrong, I should tell you. You don't have to change yourself first before coming to God, because anyway, we can change ourselves. But when you come to God, God would help you change your life. So pag dumating si Destin, magulo yung buhok, ako pa nag-iipit sa kanya. Pag pumunta ka kay God, lumapit ka kay God, just as you are, God would change your life. God would change your heart because you have value in Him. Because you are His son. Because you are His daughter. God would change your life. God would change your mindset. God would change your perspective. God would heal your heart. God would heal your wounds. God delights to be with you. Come as you are. Come as a child. If you think sana all important, importante ka. All are important to God. Amen? Let me pray. Father, thank you because you affirmed us that you love us and we are valuable to you by sending your son Jesus Christ to us. Brian, ilabas mo nga yung NLT version ng Matthew 3 verse 17. Babasahin natin. Tapos you put your name in there. Would you read that? After the count of 3, basahin mo, "This is my dearly love." Then put your name right there. And let it be our prayer. Mag-sync in sa atin. 1, 2, 3. "This is my dearly loved Dean, who brings me great joy. Thank you, Father. You delight me. You have joy even if I don't do anything yet. Even if we have not yet done anything. Even if we are successful or we have done some failures, but that does not define our identity in you, our value in you, and your love for us. Mahal mo kami at importante kami sa'yo just as we are. I pray that what satisfies us is the truth that you love us and that we are important to you. That you are our Father, we are in a right and perfect relationship with you, our God, in this lifetime and forevermore. I pray for those, Lord God, right now, yung mga nahihirapan intindihin yung worth nila, kasi pwedeng na-abuse sila sa buhay nila or pwedeng na take advantage sila. Or I pray for some of my friends and brothers and sisters right here, God, na iniisip nila hindi na sila importante kasi hindi sila successful. In fact, may subjects akong kailangan ulitin. In fact, hindi ako makapag-enroll, hindi ako makataas ng pag-aaral. Just because of failures, and it has defined them and their value, I pray, God, that you would affirm them, secure them, that you love them and they are important to you. Regardless of the things that they've done, either achievements or failure, you love them, it stays the same. Let your love be true and real in their hearts right now, in their minds, in their lives. Maraming salamat, God. Be with them. And let this message in our hearts be a message of our lives as well. That we would lead other people to know you and so that they would know that you love them, God. Help us be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord, for this whole series that we've had. Lahat yun pangangailangan namin bilang tao, pero lahat yun ang sumasagot ikaw lang, Lord God. Ikaw lang pala yung sagot sa lahat ng pangangailangan namin, sa lahat ng sana all ng buhay namin, ikaw ang magiging sagot. Ikaw ang magbibigay ng sagot. Ikaw ang kukompleto sa buhay ko, sa buhay naming lahat. Ikaw ang gagawa ng paraan sa buhay ko, sa buhay naming lahat. Ikaw ang magbabago ng buhay ko at ng buhay naming lahat. Kaya Lord, sa lahat ng sana all namin, ikaw ang maging sagot na pupuntahan namin. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.